The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavonna Robert-Schreiber.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a little hoarse.
You know why? Because you have been partying.
Well, first of all, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson.
Welcome to Culture Club HTX, folks.
Yeah, Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi. Fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, a love letter to Houston.
A love letter to Houston. And she's also a woman on the move.
Yes, I am. I'm no longer a woman standing still.
Nope.
And very happy to be here with my beautiful black, bold, bestie, brilliant, Shavonna Robert-Schreiber, who also has the whitest teeth known to man.
You know what's so funny? And I don't whiten them and I drink coffee every day.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
it's like people
not
ask
fair.
Me all the time. Like I was at a UT Health thing and some dental students are like, your teeth are, they're just like staring at my teeth. They're like, let me see. I'm like, oh. Anyway.
What toothpaste do you use?
Crest. Whatever's on sale, Crest and Colgate. Like I just buy them in bulk.
And
like
the tubes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Old school. And I use paste, the white one. Yeah. Just like the paste.
Yeah.
Shavonna Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the parliamentarian, co-host, executive producer, eighth wonder of the world, here with this one over here, woman on the move, in her corner, talking about the tallest player in college
This is pretty
basketball
exciting, Coach
history.
Nelson's corner
Do you
today.
Like this? You like stuff like this.
I like stuff like this.
You
this
do.
This kid, Olivier Roux, is the tallest player in college basketball history. 7'9" freshman center for the Florida Gators. Made his college basketball debut on November 4th in a game against North Florida, standing at 7'9". He's the tallest player ever to play in a college basketball game. Ever.
Ever. In
breaking
all
the previous record held by Sun Mingming, a 7'8" Chinese player who played at a small college in the early 2000s.
So first of all, Magical, is that true? Is he really the tallest ever? Mm-hmm. You said Yao Ming, it was only 7'6",
but he came as a pro. He wasn't playing in college.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. This guy could grow more.
Huh? He may not be done. I grew at 23 the last inch.
You can.
I did,
you can bring, I think for guys, even more so. So anyway, we'll see. So where is he playing at school? He's at LSU?
No, Florida.
Florida. Oh, wow. That's just like nuts.
Look at that. That is insane. Oh, my goodness.
Like, I would just walk off. I wouldn't play. If I came on the court and he was guarding me, I'd be like, never mind.
I mean, so he just drops the ball into the bucket.
He
doesn't have to jump. He just tips it in.
He just tips it in there.
Standing still. That's just amazing.
So, you know what? We're going to do the bracket here soon, aren't we?
In March.
You know why she laughs?
Because I wanted to do one for the pros, and I think they need one.
They need one.
I still think they need one.
We can do it.
All right.
And so we'll see how Florida shows up. All right, cool. What else has happened in Coach Nelson?
Man, that was cool, though. Houston's pro and college teams signed major sponsorship
deals. We've been blowing and going.
We've been blowing and going here in 2025. Professional and college sports teams have made big moves.
So Rockets.
The Rockets renewed the Toyota Center naming rights deal for $7 million annually with Gulf States Toyota as the local partner, which is fabulous. Thank you so much, Gulf States. And this corporate partnership sales have increased by 15% for the 25-26 NBA season. So sales are growing. Mm-hmm. We're secure in our naming of our stadium. That's spectacular. The Dynamo signed three new naming rights deals. Jameson Irish Whiskey for the West Club.
That feels right.
Regions Bank for the East Club. And International Money Express that for the Northeast wrong. Gate at the Shell Energy Stadium.
Feels like something wrong, but that's okay.
Money Express sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Does it?
Texans partnered with TickPick for new suites and fan experiences
NRG. What's TickPick? Is it one of those like ticketing, like Ticketmaster, you go on and like clearinghouse for tickets for events probably?
Magical, do you know
yet? Yes, it looks like it for concerts, sports, theater.
Yeah, this is for new suites and fan experiences and tents and events for event interest.
And then we already talked about some of the college things like University of Houston signing its multi-year deal with Group One Automotive as their exclusive luxury vehicle partner. Texas A&M, Lovely's favorite university in the state, secured $515 million in a 15-year multimedia rights deal with Play Fly Sports and Memorial Hermann. Did you know that? Health system? Rice signed a new apparel deal with Nike. We didn't know that.
Right.
Replacing Adidas as their official outfitter, and that's going to start next summer. Prairie View A&M signed its first ever media rights deal with Tamar Sells You. And then we talked a little bit about the Dynamo. They're renewing their partnership with Verizon, et cetera. I mean, this is great. So, again, I think we talked about this, gosh, probably a year ago. We're in this era. I call it the golden era of sports in Houston. And except for the Texans, it's okay. I mean, it's true. But anyway, we're just in this era. Like I said, we're all these interesting and exciting things are happening in our sports community. And I think it's great.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you in any way, shape, or form.
And the most interesting and important thing that'll be happening between now and next summer is the FIFA World Cup. And we know that that's coming here already. We're going to get the World Cup. And now in 2031.
For 6 weeks, like May 1st to June 1st to July 15th or something.
And I think there are 8 matches that are going to happen here.
We're waiting to hear now, what countries are going to play here.
Now we're in the running to host the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup.
Which is fabulous.
At NRG. So again.
And Shell Energy Stadium. Shell Energy, that's the Dynamo, the soccer stadium.
Yes, yes.
So we play at NRG and the soccer stadium.
Well, so this is what I mean. I think this is why this is important. The more
Look at this.
What?
We're one of only two cities proposed to serve as referee headquarters for the tournament.
Yeah. And so as we continue to have all of this excitement and activity happening in our sports ecosystem, it makes things like this possible. I think the reason that the FIFA World Cup considered us is because of all the things that have been happening in Houston. So this is great.
Well, and I think we make it easy for sports teams to visit.
Oh, I agree.
And other people, you know, big groups to visit.
We do.
I think we're probably an easy convention down too because you're kind of in one location. You're not really traffic to go everywhere.
Yeah, you don't have to. You can go stay downtown and be like everything is there. This is very good. All right. So what other sports stories are happening this week?
Well, we didn't discuss this last week, and I do have to say something.
Okay.
And Magical. I hope Magical has something to say too.
Okay. I'm getting nervous.
About the Texas Longhorns not getting chosen to go into the playoffs.
Oh.
Behind a whole bunch of teams that played weaker teams.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know how they're choosing it, but I actually saw, I mean, the person that complained about it first.
So
they're
really
folded because I have to say, everybody knows how much I love my son-in-law. But my son-in-law is not especially a huge Longhorn fan by any means.
What's wrong with him?
Well, he just went to Emory and Tulane and U of H.
Boo.
He never went to Texas.
Boo.
But he roots for Texas with me.
Okay, that's good.
But even he wrote a really long post on social media
about
how unfair it was.
And so why
really
do you think
calling out the teams that are going and who they played and the losses that they had. And the teams, like, do we want to not have a University of Texas Ohio State game again to open a season?
We don't. You said, do we want or do we not?
Well, do we or don't we? Going to have that caliber of a game has taken the University of Texas out of the playoffs. Had they gone and played a marshmallow, they would be in the top 10 and they would be in the playoffs. And they absolutely would. Because they only lost to the number one team in the country by 6 points, if I'm right, or 7. Nothing.
Seven.
Magical. I feel like I need you to weigh in.
Yeah, we need a weigh in.
Well, it's tough because their resume, yes and no, because they have the bad loss to Florida.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have the bad loss to Georgia. And bad loss with Georgia. Georgia's a very good team. So it's
number two.
They're up there. They're in the top 10. But it's the way they've gone about the losing and the way they've gone about the wins.
Mm-hmm.
So much of college football, it's such a weird thing to say, but it's so much about style points and how you dominate a team.
Or not.
And there was different performances where they barely beat Kentucky or they barely beat this team. But they do have good wins over Vanderbilt, over Oklahoma, and then, of course, now the latest one being over Texas A&M. Great. So they have a case, but it's tough to – when you've seen them play
– okay.
Well,
it's
that's,
been a mixed
well, I just feel like we had to address it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's fair. We did have to address it, but the style, I think, matters because we've even said this lovely being at a Texans game, right? So when you're at the game and you see like how the win happens, it's different from folks at home. And often it's like, yeah, it didn't look as smooth in the stadium. You know what I mean? So I hear you. And I think that does matter.
I'll go for that, too.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm going to, yeah.
Because you also have like... this one comes to mind because it was relatively recent. Notre Dame beat Syracuse, a team they should beat, but they beat them 70-7.
Mm-hmm.
They just utterly destroyed them. And you have to, like, in college football, even when the playoff was smaller, you have to showcase that if you go up against a team that you're supposed to beat,
you have to crush them. And so this is the Mike Stoops methodology. When OU won the national championship, before Soups came, he kind of changed the program and turned it around. We would beat people like 81 because you have to dominate. Like, mm-hmm. That's how you show your – versus you had a few good plays, they made a few bad plays, and you kind of stumbled your way through a win. That's it.
And it sucks because, honestly, yeah, I would like to see Texas in the playoff because they did take Ohio State to – on one touchdown. That's like one of the few teams that they actually, and Ohio State has been number one throughout the course of the year.
The whole year.
So,
and they just beat Michigan too.
And they just beat Michigan. But it's tough when you have some of these other resumes and with the way the playoffs just designed with the automatic bids versus the invite bids.
Yeah. All right. But Coach Nelson, thank you for bringing that up. That was a great point.
It's something we should be talking about.
Yeah, that's a great point.
We either have a sports corner or we don't.
No, so if we're not talking about Texas, then apparently we don't have a sports corner. Well, with that, let's take a break since now we have a sports corner. Thank you. Thank you, lovely, for making our sports corner.
Go Horns. We'll be back.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Now it's time to talk some business with Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavonna Robert Schreiber inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, and we're back. Fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson. Excited to be here.
There's only one of you in the whole universe. Do you know that? Do you realize that?
I know you're grateful for it.
I am, but it's like there is literally. I've met a lot of humans. You can imagine. Is only one. You are so.
You're just lovely.
You're just lovely.
I just made her listen to a really funny story of my father's
that we recorded, by the way. So you may hear bits and pieces of it. Anyway, we're in the business segment.
Yeah, which we love. And I'm here with my beautiful, black, bold, brilliant bestie.
Parliamentarian. Culture Club HTX. Shavonna Robert Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX.
And we got some interesting business to talk about today.
She just does that. Anyway, what are we going to talk about, lovely? Phillips 66, what are they doing?
Closed on a $1.6 billion sale of the majority stake in a German-Austrian retail business. So I guess they owned it. Mm-hmm. So it's retail energy, I'm guessing, not my kind of retail fashion.
So they sold their stake in it was they owned 65% of Jet Retail, this business in Germany and Austria. Mm-hmm. And they sold it for $1.6 billion. What I'm really interested in is what are they going to do with the proceeds? Like, where are they going?
Oh, so the Jet Retail business was filling station, gas stations.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, interesting.
So their strategy. So this is interesting because Phillips 66, like many other folks in the oil and gas industry companies now, they are looking to focus more on core U.S. operations to strengthen their balance sheet. And so they've been selling off all of these what they call non-core assets. And so BP has done it. Remember, they sold their wind stuff. And so this is it's interesting because, you know, BP was sort of out there in the front, I think maybe. ConocoPhillips sold some stuff, Chevron did too, and now Phillips 66. So they're divesting in things that they feel
like. You know, there's a lot of Phillipses. Somebody should call in and tell us. There's Phillips 66. There's Chevron Phillips, which is the
JV.
Is the,
yeah.
You know, it's the chemical company.
Yep. But all that's just a joint venture. Yeah.
I mean, like, how many Phillipses are
there? They're JVing. They're JVing around. That's what they're doing. But anyway, so it'll be interesting because. Like I said, it will be interesting to see how they where they redeploy those proceeds and how they reinvest in these core, the assets, the core assets versus the non-core. But the other story that's really interesting, and you've promised, lovely, to stay on the rails. Texas billionaires Michael and Susan Dell, who went to University of Texas at least for a short amount of time, commit $6.25 billion to the President of the United States Invest America Children's Account Fund. They're based here in Houston, Michael and Susan, and that's what they're doing. And this whole idea is that they're this is supposed to be this new initiative, this Invest America, designed to help every child in the United States have a financial head start. And so they'll start, their donation will fund $250 accounts for 25 million children under 10. Who aren't eligible for the government's initial $1,000 contribution, and I'm not sure how that works, but they're going to target lower income zip codes.
Lovely. So the Invest America accounts will launch July 4th of 2026, with parents able to open accounts and contribute up to $5,000 a year, and employers can contribute $2,500 annually tax-free. Mm-hmm. So the Dell's donation is going to reach 80% of children under 10 years old in targeted zip codes. And these funds are going to be invested in diversified low-cost index funds with withdrawals allowed at age 18 for education, home deposits, or startup costs. How is that different? Don't we have a Texas fund? Isn't there a national fund where you can fund college education?
So, you know, and also just like a standard 529 account. What we're talking about right now is marketing, friends. Essentially, the current administration has rebranded something that's been around for a long time.
529.
Anyway, that's okay. We're going to keep moving.
Well, the accounts are going to grow tax-free. Mm-hmm. Which
like a 529.
Yeah, okay. Taxes are due when the gains are withdrawn.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay.
Same thing. But the Dells, to their credit, have a long history of philanthropy, having donated over $2.9 billion to children's causes. Okay, I want to go on and say one more thing. There's been a lot of coverage in the media lately about the generosity of Houston and Texas billionaires, as opposed to billionaires in other parts of the country, which the billionaires with the big B, who never get enough. And it appears that billionaires located in our state, and especially in our city of Houston, have been very philanthropic. So,
I think that's
thank
great.
You.
Shout out to us here in Houston.
Yes.
Okay,
always.
So Houston's Bush Airport, they are going to launch the first nonstop flight to Rome on ITA Airlines, which is happening in 5 months, May 2026.
May 1st, yeah. 2026.
Did you hear about this?
I did, actually. I heard about it at this luncheon for Woman on the Move. It was a big discussion my table because I think people had booked. What it is, it's Alitalia, who went into bankruptcy, and investors came out and bought it. It is the national airline of Italy and rebranded as ITA instead of Alitalia.
And so, it's a member of the Sky Team Alliance, all of the big ones. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's United, all the Delta, all the big.
So, yeah. I think, too, I guess it's just another, this is, more competition in the market, because there are already direct flights to Rome on different carriers. So, this then will hopefully drive down prices, because now you
have lost
options.
A lot out of Houston, though. I mean, United used to fly direct everywhere, and now they fly to Frankfurt. Mm. You got to fly somewhere to get to Paris on United.
No, you can't.
Houston to United, Houston to Paris is not a flight. Dallas to Paris is a flight.
Mm, right.
I mean, but Houston
to Newark to Paris, yeah.
Or yeah. Houston to the worst, Dulles. I went through that.
Well, part of this was all airlines, not just United, but, there was a cutback of routes because people weren't traveling as much, right? So COVID happened.
Too.
And so a lot of routes didn't get restored. So anyway, this is a signal. And then we learned about another carrier whose name I don't even remember, but allegedly has direct flights from Houston to Tokyo for $400. Remember we heard about this?
Who was that? That was the other day.
Yeah, at the Herman Park meeting. Somebody was talking about that.
Yeah, with flat beds, flat seats.
Well, but those aren't $400.
The flat seats were the $400 seats lay out flat. That's what she was saying. Mm. Even though the lady next to us said she wasn't taking them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But anyway, I think it's interesting. And we'll see. We'll see. I think that, again, as we continue. Oh, bingo. That's right. Tillman is the ambassador.
Right.
Oh, okay. So this all makes sense now.
Well, we're going to explode Italy as long as he's there, because not that he is flying commercial, but still.
Yeah.
It's easier to get people back.
This all makes sense now. Yeah.
We have this huge airport redevelopment program here in Houston.
And I will tell you, so I was in the airport a lot just, last month, and it's coming along.
It's kind of cool.
It's actually kind of coming along. Yeah. So all of the pain and frustration, and I mean, it's starting to feel like it might be worth it.
Well, I'm going to just give a shout out, because we never do. I'm going
to
give a shout out
to traffic.
United Airlines.
Oh.
I mean, their whole new computer system with tracking your bags is spectacular. The service has been great. The delivery of bags to baggage claim at Houston is absolutely horrible. To the extent,
I thought we were giving a shout out. What happened?
I am.
Just went
everything
sideways.
Except that. There's no excuse for them to take 45 minutes
this
to get
bags. This just
went
sideways. Okay.
But everything else, they're just doing great. So fix it.
Okay, so we start off new Culture Club HTX. Let's just start off by giving a shout out, and you give two things, and you say, then you suck on this one. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were giving a shout out. Anyway. All right, so we need to take a break, because we need to understand our shout-out protocol. Because you just...
Uh-oh. Who's maybe in trouble?
No, because I'm like, wait a minute. I thought we were giving a shout-out.
The parliamentarian's upset with my shout-out.
Because that wasn't a shout-out. Shout-down.
Well, it was a great...
Shout low.
Shout up, shout-down.
Wait a minute. Shout-in, not a shout-out. Shout-ing. All right, we'll take a break.
Back.
We'll be back. You know you make me wanna shout. Kick my heels up and shout. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
This is Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, fashionista, bio babe, Coach Nelson, greatest football coach.
I like how
never
you, like,
walk
pause.
The sideline. I have to give that the due that it's worth. We're almost done with football season, which means Coach Nelson has to go into the dark side for 9 months. I just hate it when it's not football season. It's, I guess, 7 months or something. But it's just a very
long time.
You're
one of those people.
And it flies by, don't you think? Oh, my God.
You're one of those people. You're
one of those people. Oh, I'm so unhappy. And I've never found a summer league that I'm interested in any way, shape, or form.
Summer league of what?
Of football. Any other kind of football that is not NFL, AFL, real football, or college,
you know,
NCAA.
What? We should start.
We should start a flag football team.
That we could do.
And you could be the coach.
I could be.
Could you imagine?
Oh, I'd love it.
Could you imagine?
Okay. Selma's going to play flag football in Colorado.
Let's do it.
I'll be the offensive coordinator.
And okay. I will be, okay, you're, I know, I'm going to, no, you're going to be head coach, Lovely. You're going to be the offensive coordinator. I will be the GM. I'll draft the talent.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we need to, maybe baseball boyfriend Scott can be our defensive coordinator.
True. He's very defensive.
And okay. Community. Okay. Community. Hey, we're in community. Did I say who I was? I'm Siobhana Roberts-Shriver, the other half of Culture Club HTX and the eighth wonder of the world and the parliamentarian that, you know what, has fallen off the job because these two are completely out of control. But community, Buffalo Bayou Gala unveils a major trail expansion to honor a $100 million gift.
Yeah, from the
Kinders. Kinder Foundation.
I mean,
they've been pouring into this area.
More billionaires who are generous, and yeah. They are so generous with the city of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
All around our city, our parks, our universities, just our museums, all around our city. So this event was held at the Buffalo Bio Park. It highlighted the new Kinder Trail and Kinder Bridge, which will connect key parks and enhance the green spaces. So the gala was themed Milestones in Motion. Was held in November, featured cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, and live jazz. I mean, $100 million. It better be a pretty great trail.
No, but you know what? Yeah. They have actually done a really good job. They've done a really good job.
Yeah.
I mean, for years, right? So they started this project. Gosh, I would say probably 8 years ago. Just in general, you know, developing.
Well, now they're going east on the Buffalo Bayou.
Yeah, I mean,
which
it's
is kind of, you know.
So this like cool. This is an extension.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's great.
We're on the west side of town.
Yeah, I think it's great.
The benefit of it anyway. Mayor John Whitmire and Buffalo Bio Partnership board members shared reflections on the city's ongoing transformation, the importance of Buffalo Bio Houston focus. I mean, this expansion, what we just said, it's going to enhance connectivity and accessibility for Houston residents, making it easier to enjoy the city's green spaces. So thank you. You just continue, the Kinders continue to underscore the importance of public-private partnerships in urban development and community improvement.
So thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So what's our next story? Art club at Post.
At the Post.
Yeah.
You know, downtown, the Post, the old Post.
What do we think about the Post? What do we think about the Post?
It's okay.
I think it's a good bunker. So
yeah.
Like if anything ever goes down and it's like Armageddon, I'm going
there.
Oh, yeah. Because
okay.
With that time that we had the really bad storm, like a couple Mays ago.
Yeah.
And I was there for an event for American Marketing. And like when I say literally, we had no idea. All the power was out. We had no idea. Because we were there in the Post.
Oh, and they were on a grid.
And it was fine. Yeah. And
speaking of grids.
Oh, Lord.
I just want you to know, you know, the grid that's next to the Hilton downtown, the big center.
Oh, yeah.
Grid, that's getting moved with this new, like the rebuild of.
Where's it going?
Discovery grid. It has to move somewhere. They don't know yet, but get ready, everybody. That was a little insider information.
So it's moving, but we don't know where.
We don't know where, but they have to move it because of the expansion's going to move over that lot.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Downtown's grid. Is that exciting? The idea that they're going
to move it. You know, every time I try to keep you on the rails, you try to go off the rails.
Well, I keep talking about BB.
Okay. But anyway, so the whole idea about this thing called Art Club at the Post is this notion of bringing art and music together. So it's the first venue in Houston to seamlessly combine a large-scale, ever-changing art exhibition with a full club, like 50 Cent in the Club atmosphere. So you're going to have DJs, both local and international. So this is kind of like a night, like going to be like a nightclub situation.
Yeah, fabulous. When
does it now she wants
has
to go.
Started.
Now she wants to go.
Art club.
Yeah, when I think it's so. It's going to start. They're going to expand. They have some offerings, but they're going to plan to expand it in 26 and
around the World Cup.
And so that's where they're bringing some of these international DJs.
Yeah.
It's a huge space.
Yeah.
So you think like, you know, real.
It's a chopped up space level wise.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. It's It's confusing finding your way from one state.
This sounds
to
like
the
shout out that we started to give.
Well, this sounds like exactly what happened to me in the place a few times.
Oh, yeah, right. We know.
We got lost. To find yeah.
It. All right. So, Airbnb makes its largest ever Houston investment for, guess what?
The World
FIFA
Cup.
World Cup.
Okay.
So, what are they doing, Lovely?
I mean, they are committing more than $1 million to support 2026, the FIFA World Cup historic investment. Oh, they're investing $5 million in host city impact programs and are funding two major initiatives, the development of a 14-mile green corridor and the expansion of youth soccer programs in underserved communities. So that's really very cool. Thank you, Airbnb.
So here's my question. Do we believe that soccer is going to become like the new pickleball? Are people going to be into it? Like, all of a sudden, people got super into pickleball now that World Cup?
It can't become the new pickleball.
Why?
Because, like, it can't become the new tennis. It takes too many people to play it. Pickleball's two players against two players. Soccer has a team of six or eight, whatever they are. And it just isn't an instant. That's not going to happen. Is it ever going to become American football? No, but it can be American soccer. And trust me, as a soccer mom, and I don't know very many people who were not a soccer mom.
Are you going back to Princeton, New Jersey?
Deal.
Are we back
well,
to Princeton, New Jersey?
It's here in Houston, too. I mean,
oh, were being, you?
Well, I wasn't a soccer mom.
Oh, that's what I mean.
I was
okay.
A soccer mom in New Jersey.
But, right.
But it's being a soccer mom is a huge, huge thing. And I'm not sure that we've ever really played it up with marketing like you possibly, you know, we played up being a soccer mom, but not so much a soccer kid. And I don't know about soccer scholarships. I do think
there's soccer scholarships.
Yeah, I do think there's a lot of soccer for women.
Okay.
You know, it's a great opportunity for women. It's a great women's sport.
Oh,
soccer.
I think so. Yeah. I just think it's interesting. I think all these things are happening with the World Cup, and I just wonder if it's going to extend to...
They've been happening with the World Cup for a long time.
But, I mean, here in Houston...
In Houston, maybe it'll...
Like
be,
And because we do have such an international audience
yes.
that are already into soccer, right?
Yes.
That's why I'm like, I just wonder, are we going to see, like, soccer clubs popping
magical
up? Like, we saw pickleball
thoughts.
Popping up. I mean, I don't know.
We need his thoughts. I could see his little brain working. Well,
it was. There are soccer clubs and different organizations already in Houston
That's
and
what
other
I mean.
Places.
So is it going to, like, catch fire? It's, will this be the spark that
I don't,
we need? I don't know.
I don't know that it's – I feel like it kind of already had its spark, and it's not that it's not – like, I don't – like you said, Lisa, it's never going to get to the football level in terms of viewership here in America. Probably not.
Man, y'all are just not optimistic. That's okay. Keep going.
No,
just,
I'm not optimistic about that.
It's because
there's not
but
much, enough injury.
There's just
America.
Enough, but there is enough of the like.
It's fun.
Groundswell, yeah.
It's
of
fast.
It.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Great game once you start watching.
Yeah, it's very dramatic and all that. And there is always a boom when it comes to the World Cup because you're talking about country versus country and national pride and all that. But it's not, I don't know how to say it, because I think it's already here. Like, it's not, like, going to get even bigger, if
you
that makes sense.
You think it's already big?
And I think it's already big. Having done a soccer show, like, seeing the different, like, folks that are into it.
You know, you're a man of many talents. You've done
I try.
You mean, like, you produce one.
I used to produce one for four years, and I used to be the Dynamo producer for three years.
Okay. I mean, it's like...
Do you think we... He World was a fame. Random choice on
no,
our
No. I mean,
they tried to stick us with somebody else.
Yeah,
remember?
We were like, boo.
No
this
way.
This guy's great. Like, no, but anyway, so you think it's had it. You think it's crested.
I think it, yeah, I think it's had its moment. And it's still, like, very, very popular, especially when you get to, like, the Manchester United watch parties and the Liverpool watch party, all that. The bars
Ooh,
that are
well,
picked.
Messi.
Yeah.
Messi is a huge deal.
Messi's a huge deal. Well.
No, Beckham.
Beckham is also elegant.
Beckham reached... I think, like, Hollywood type, Messi is huge in the world. He is bigger than Beckham, but it's just not necessarily the same name when it comes to Hollywood circles and stuff like that. Because he's also not trying to be what Beckham was in terms of Hollywood. Messi is more of focused on the game.
Glam wife.
Yeah, Messi's just about the game.
So, you know, I disagree with the two of you. My instinct tells
surprise.
No, I'm serious. I'm side grouch almost sometimes. My instinct tells me, though, I know how these humans act, that all of the buzz and excitement around World Cup, because it's like a big, huge thing, you're going to have people out there trying to play soccer like they were pickleball. I just think so.
It does get booms when it comes to the World Cup.
I just think so.
It's just it's like it'll reach a fever pitch when the World Cup's here. And then it kind of goes back down. But it's more so just in casual conversation. The hardcores are always going to be there, and it's always going to be a popular sport. It's just not going to be the top three necessarily.
So lovely. When it comes to viewership. I'll say this, because you said something. We're talking about Beckham and Messi and, you know, two folks that are easy on the eyes. I actually thought, you know what? That's probably a good place to go meet guys at some of these. What are you doing, Andrew?
I didn't do anything.
Soccer games?
No, at the watch parties. Like for like international guys.
You could.
Hello. See what I'm doing over
there? See?
Yeah. We never thought about that.
Connecting dots.
We never thought about that. We're like, I was like, you said that. I was like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go on a scouting expedition.
Let's go meet guys.
Pitch 25. Let's go. All these different places.
25.
See?
So the next international soccer, because they're happening all over. I sent a note to one of my friends in Miami. Yeah, they were going for Thanksgiving. He and his son were going to, like, I don't know, Panama or somewhere else to watch a game, a match. Yeah, they're happening all the time.
And I will say, international, like, I've been to football games, basketball games, all that. The energy that an international soccer game has is unlike anything I've ever experienced.
Yeah.
The just the raw emotion of fans and everything. It's top tier. It's next level. It truly is.
I hear scouting expedition, Culture Club HTX. So we're going to take a break and we're going to map out a scout. Okay. I know you're down. She's like, okay. Magical, will you go with us?
Sure.
Chaperone. All right.
I'll chaperone.
Let's take a break and we'll be back. We'll talk about our scout. And stay tuned. That might be something we let you know we're going to go ahead of time. Yeah, so you can come and meet us and hang out like at Catch 22.
Pitch 25.
What's the name of it?
Pitch 25.
I was close enough. All right, we'll be back.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
It's Culture Club HTX
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Bowman Lombardi.
Party animal.
Not this week. I'm not partying still.
Yes, you are.
But I don't have my voice.
You're still partying because that's how you roll, because you're a woman. So if y'all don't know, if you didn't listen last week, I'll tell you now. Lovely was honored by the Texas Executive Women's Coalition. So kind of make up a different name every time. As a woman on the move, and she's been partying for 2 weeks, and that's why she didn't have a voice. And if you're wondering who's talking, it's Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, the executive producer, eighth wonder of the world, and parliamentarian.
Yes, as opposed to me, the fashionista bio babe, Coach Nelson. Greatest football coach who's never walked a sideline. And we just got into my favorite segment. This really is my favorite. Even though I am a fashionista, fitness and wellness is what I live for. And
well,
everybody knows
and we
that.
Have our fitness wellness correspondent,
Dr. Michael Streitman.
I'm Dr. Michael Streitman. I guess I'm the ombudsman of the show.
Yeah.
Sanity strikes occasionally. You are a double board certified plastic surgeon and otolaryngologist.
I keep telling you, what does that mean? Ear, nose, and throat.
Ear, nose, and throat.
Yeah. Why? Okay.
That's just on the resume. I don't really do that much anymore.
But that's your practicing. Training.
It is half of my training.
Mm-hmm.
But so if I need, you could be a hearing doctor?
No. That's something I haven't done for a while.
Okay.
Anyway, but you're practicing at Westlake Dermatology and Plastic Surgery now.
Correct.
And what we're going to talk about, which we actually argued about a little bit before the segment started, we've been hearing from people that there are these winter trends in cosmetics and the like. You say
There are no winter trends.
They're not really winter trends. I would just say they are trends.
Okay.
All season trends.
Just trends. Okay. Well, before we get into some of the ones that we wanted to talk about, you were giving us some 411 on some new things. So the ballerina breast augmentation.
Yes, that is a trend.
What is that? So we do have trends. Okay.
But not winter trends.
Okay.
It's a trend of choosing an implant that's on the smaller side rather than on the larger side.
So it's called ballerina.
Are people going from larger breasts to that smaller one or from no breast to the smaller breast
From no breast to the smaller breast.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Going a little on the smaller side.
And they come in and say ballerina breast augmentation.
Some do.
Okay.
How interesting. We haven't heard about it.
Well, this is what, you know, apparently he's the man in the know. Okay, so then you also told us something about the PDGF. Should we ask what that acronym means or should we be afraid?
No, you can ask.
What does it mean?
It means platelet-derived growth factor.
Okay, say more.
It's kind of the active ingredient in what people used to call the vampire facelift.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So now you don't have to have your blood drawn and have it basically concentrated.
Her face.
inject that substance. That's now been created in a lab. So there's no blood draw, and it's about 1,000 times stronger than what you would get from your own blood.
So well, is it somebody
minute.
Else's
What's
blood?
What's a vampire facelift? I don't think I know what it
you
is.
You don't know that?
That started years ago. People were taking the blood out, your own blood, getting rid of the blood cells themselves and using the nutrient part of the blood to rejuvenate the face and other body areas.
Oh, interesting.
And they would inject it under the face, and it was supposed to give a facelift.
Like even
result.
Better than collagen.
Yeah.
But it is collagen, kind of.
No,
is collagen not. Left in it?
No.
No.
These okay. are just like
just blood.
Growth
just
factors.
Blood. Okay, growth factors.
From your blood.
So now this new thing, though, so talk to us about it. Like, what is it? How do people say more?
Well, it can be used for multiple different things. It can be used for hair growth. It can be used for, as not as a filler material, but to induce some growth of fat and such under the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a thought of as a more natural way of doing it because it does come from
whose blood is it? Is it your blood?
No,
not yours. Meaning
well,
you, Dr. Scheidman, but is it the
blood now?
That's what I'm like. Whose blood is this?
No, it's manufactured.
Yeah.
It's not. Blood at all.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. So it's all synthetic.
Correct.
So, do people come in? Do they say it as PDGF? Is that like the?
Yeah, that's the buzzword. PDGF.
And it's the PDGF treatment.
Correct.
Ah, interesting. And so how does that work? You come in, you shoot you up, and what happens?
Then these magical growth factors do their wondrous deeds. And
over how long?
Over months. Usually it's 3 injections, can be anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks apart.
Do you have to go off
Way
to work?
Too long for me. I'm
you instant. Want immediate results.
Oh, man. No kidding.
Go ahead.
No, this is just a quick injection, often done under the eyes. For the crepiness of the skin and the under eye hollows, and it's 3 shots per side, in and out.
You think it's an effective treatment for folks that have a little bit more time?
Like, yes.
Okay, got it. And for those who don't have a lot of time,
those of us that are aging more rapidly.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, I mean, you got like a place just, you need to go, and you want so it's the normal Botox, derma fillers,
stop
et cetera.
It now.
Correct.
Yeah. That's stop it. Stop it now.
Huh.
What stop what now, lovely?
Aging.
Okay. Okay.
Sagging. All the things.
So
wrinkling.
The last thing that I want to ask you that the new thing before we get into some of the other trends that you say aren't trends is salmon sperm. What are people doing with that?
Well, it's made from salmon sperm. It's not it's not actually salmon sperm itself. But once again, it's the growth factors, nucleotides, all these magic products that are within the salmon sperm that are injected into the skin with a microneedling device.
And it's supposed to do what?
Rejuvenate the skin.
So, okay.
So, a lot of little injections, like microneedling.
Exactly. You just do the microneedling first, and then you put the material on, and it's
like a mask.
Soaks into the skin.
And then, how quickly do you see results?
Once again, this isn't immediate. This is something that happens over time.
And not for me.
So, still, it sounds to me.
Hey, guys, if you have time, this sounds serious.
Well,
good.
I don't even know. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people wanting the more natural way, blah, blah, blah. Where, look at her face. No, seriously, that's what it sounds like when it's like, if you just get some fillers and move on, right? Like, come on, people.
The salmon sperm is more for textural issues, health, glow.
Like if you had acne or something?
More just for rejuvenating aging skin.
Y'all don't know this, but every time Dr. Strayman comes in, I give him the look, so he'll tell me if I need to do this or not.
And she gets like a consultation in studio. All right, so as I said initially, what we were hearing is that people talked about all these winter trends, things like facelifts, neck lifts.
Well, does she have time? These are all things that take time, and you can take Christmas to New Year's off.
So, but you say, Dr. Strayman, you're like, there's no such thing. Like, you just go get yourself done and move on with your life. So that's what he said.
Yeah, don't wait.
But go ahead.
Yeah, but a lot of people do, you know, they get these things done over the Thanksgiving break, over the Christmas break, mm-hmm. Where you do have some extra time to recover.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like one of the shows that you were on, one of the segments, we talked about how now the technology is such that recovery, I think people still have in their mind that things take this like inordinate amount of recovery, and that's just not true. Like people think they're going to be out for weeks and weeks, and you're like, no, not actually.
Right. I mean, the surgeries themselves have become kinder and gentler with time, mm-hmm. so the recovery's easier.
Okay. And I think one of the things that you all do at Westlake that I think is pretty neat is that you have a surgical suite in the practice.
Right.
So I feel like, so say more about that.
Right down the hall, and you know the recovery room is 4 feet from the operating room. One-on-one nursing in your recovery. We're not recovering any more than one patient at a time.
So it's like concierge. Go ahead, lovely.
Well, no, what I was going to say is, so nobody spends the night in a hospital or in your recovery center?
No.
Okay.
No, we try to keep it keep it quick. We operate on healthy patients where they will not have to spend the night.
Okay.
But even that, I think, you know, just the fact, again, I think that you said the techniques are more gentle, the technology is better, the surgeon is skilled. And so what people have in their mind as it relates to any sort of cosmetic procedure, I think is just probably outdated. As it relates to recovery.
Probably, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so how do people learn more about you and what y'all are doing at Westlake?
You can always go to westlakedermatology.com. You can make appointments there. You can see what the monthly specials are.
Oh, yeah, because you run specials all the time.
Before and after pictures, all that kind of stuff.
And then you have social media.
Yes.
What's your social media? isn't it Westlake Dermatology?
I have my own, and Westlake has its own.
Okay, so what's yours?
If you just search under...
Yours is your name,
yeah,
sir.
Exactly.
Okay. Do I need to be your parliamentarian, too, apparently?
Yes.
Well, I have something to say.
Of course you do. Please, proceed.
Against the parliamentarian's rule.
Of course.
No, I just want to know if there's anything you want to say unscripted to any of us at this moment.
Like... like you need to go get
like come on
PDQ.
Everybody listening, this is a great time. You just have another couple weeks before Christmas is here. You know,
get it in gear.
I mean if you're really thinking about it, come on in. I'm working another week. I mean, are you going to take time off, any of that kind of stuff?
I take a little time off between Christmas and New Year's, but the main thing I would say is, I mean, if you're curious, come in and talk. I mean, a consultation is complimentary.
Well, that's great.
At least
great.
You get some information.
Yeah, they weren't in Manhattan. They weren't free.
Well, and here's the other thing. I keep telling Dr. Strayman, and you know, clearly he's not listening to me, but that's okay. We're working on it. You're really in the business
None of
confidence. It's fine. I'm the parliamentarian. We'll work on it. You're in the business of confidence is what I say. I think you're in the business of helping people address whatever those things are, big or small, that they feel insecure about so they can be more confident and then go on to do whatever, whatever. That's what I think you really are in the business of. Look at him. He's like deliberate.
Could you repeat that? I wasn't listening.
I know. But no, so seriously, so I'll give the public service announcement because I really do think, yes, you know, we talk a lot when you're on about like the nuts and bolts of procedures, but really I think it's if you have that thing that you don't like about yourself, whatever it is, big or small, and you want to get it addressed, why wait? Come on.
All right, at least come in and get some information.
Come in and get some information. I think that people have these misconceptions that aren't just not true, and get your confidence back so you can go. Because lovely, as you said, people won't look at you. They're not going to do business with you. They're not going to listen to you, et cetera, et cetera. Correct?
Presentation is 9/10 of the law, and the other 10th doesn't matter.
And you know, no, that's what she says, and this is the truth.
This all the
and
time.
This is what I mean.
Yeah, they don't look at you. They don't they don't buy from you.
They don't listen
to you. They really, it's harder to do business with people. And if you're easy on the eyes, it's easier.
Or elegant.
So your job is Easy on the Eyes Incorporated.
No, but seriously.
I mean, I'm not joking.
No, I know, but he's like, I'm like, you need to embrace this. You're in the business of confidence. Easy on the Eyes Incorporated.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
I'm with you.
Magical just giggles.
Anyway, okay, so once again, where do they go and find out more about the practice and how to make an appointment?
Easiest place is westlakedermatology.com, and you can make an appointment at the Houston office easily on the website.
And you're at the Bissonnette location because there are two locations here.
There's two locations. I'm at Bissonnette.
Okay, very good. Okay, and with that, we'll be back. No, we won't be back, lovely.
No, already. It's time to go. So we need you to be bold.
Be elegant.
Be focused.
Stay fit.
And be fabulous.
Please. And go see Dr. Strayman.
See you next week.
Bye. At Culture Club HTX, you know we want you to stay fabulous, which is why we've teamed up with Dr. Michael J. Streitman at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Streitman prides himself on delivering the gold standard of care to his clients. He's board certified and performs surgery in the private surgical suite at Westlake, as well as provides non-invasive services like Botox and fillers. If you're ready to receive the gold standard of care, make an appointment with Dr. Streitman today at westlakedermatology.com. And be sure to mention that Culture Club HTX sent you for a special treat.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.